Well, say an elderly person, maybe a woman who's in her 90s, but she's still able to look after herself, do her own cooking, that sort of thing. You might say, well, I don't care how old she is, she's still mighty.
She's still mighty bright, mighty alert, mighty capable.
Have you ever heard anybody say something like, quote, so-and-so, still mighty spry?
Yeah, yeah, still mighty spry.
Or say if a woman's children are out late at night, she might say something like, well, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I just can't help feeling a little
trouble, mm-hmm. a little worried.
Or you wouldn't say she feels easy about it, you'd say
she feels uneasy.
Or a person who, say a child who doesn't want to go upstairs in the dark, you'd say he's
scared.
Anything besides scared?
He's afraid of the dark, frightened.
Any particular terms for a child who frightens very easily that you can?
Afraidy cat.
Say a person who leaves a lot of money out in plain sight, leaves his door unlocked, you'd say he was awfully
dumb.
Yeah.
He's awfully brave.
Brave or
awfully foolish.
He's not careful with his money.
He's careless.
Say, I might have an Aunt Lizzie. Say that there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie. It's just that every now and then she acts a little
strange. A little batty.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have an aunt like that.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
The old arteries are going in her.
Yeah, the arteries are going in a hurry.
Would nowadays, or whenever, can you recall people ever using the word queer in that context?
Mm-hmm. My grandmother uses it in that context, mm-hmm. and you have to like shift in and out
yeah.
of a generational yeah. difference.
Yeah.
And she uses gay also. That so and so seemed rather gay today. You know, like, I was there with my brother and his wife, and we just would have looked at each other like.
What is it, any way of tactfully
explaining
yeah.
that? I don't think so. I don't think so.
Well, if you were to use that word queer, you would.
I'd be referring to a homosexual.
Yeah. And when you're talking of gay.
The same thing.
Say, yeah. A person or somebody, you know, you just can't joke with him without him losing his temper. You say
he's mighty short tempered, mighty hot headed.
Would people be likely to say touchy there? He's kind of a touchy fellow.
Yeah.
Could be used that
way. Could be used there.
Do you hear that much? Have any idea?
Not too much, I don't think.
Probably less so than what you mentioned. Before.
Yeah.
Or say somebody like that, you might say, well, I was just kidding with him. I didn't know he'd get
mad.
Or again, somebody like that, if they're about to lose their temper and you don't want them to, you might say, well, now just
cool it. Just cool on. Just hold it.
Or maybe
calm down.
Or say somebody who's been working all day, at the end of the day you say he's mighty
tired.
Or if he were, you know, extremely tired, you say he's all